Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now it's a lonely world. I guess it always was. Minus you, minus blood.
From newsounds.org, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Last year, when the pandemic hit, Carnegie Hall, like every place else, had to close down, and that meant the cancellation of a number of big events, including a show called Songs of Protest and Memory that was curated by Roseanne Cash, the singer and songwriter who, you know, would have grown up with protest songs in the house as the daughter of Johnny Cash, but who joined me for an online presentation in a series called Live with Carnegie Hall. This is something that that we did via Zoom in the early days of the pandemic to at least give people an idea of what might have been. And in the course of an hour-plus conversation, we heard performances of music by Elvis Costello and Liz Wright and from Roseanne Cash herself, in fact, playing a song by Bob Dylan. So it's taken a while to clear some of those music rights, which is why we're so late in bringing this particular program to you. But here we have excerpts from this Live with Carnegie Hall program with Roseanne Cash, and I'll let her introduce the first song.
The first song is one I performed. It's a Bob Dylan song. He released it in 1983. And it's really about, if I can be so bold as to interpret Bob Dylan's song, about imperialism and the environment and violence. And I started doing this song live during the Iraq War. And it somehow seemed appropriate to do it now. It's Bob Dylan's License to Kill.
One, two, three.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Man has invented his doom. The first step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there. The night grows still. She say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him and they teach him and they groom him for life and they set him on a course where he's bound to get ill. Bury him with stars. Sell his body like they do used cars. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there facing the hill. She say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now he's hell-bent for destruction. He's afraid and confused. And his brain has been mismanaged with great skill. And all he believes are his eyes, and his eyes just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block. She just sit there in a cold chill. She say, who? It's gonna take away his license to kill. Maybe noisemaker, spirit maker, heartbreaker, backbreaker, leave no stone unturned. Might be an actor in a plot, might be all that you got till your errors clearly learn. Now he worships at an altar, of a stagnant pool, and when he sees his reflection, he's fulfilled. Man is opposed to fair play. He wants it all and he wants it his way. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there as the night grows still. She say, who's gonna take away his license to kill?
Roseanne Cash singing Bob Dylan's License to Kill, and as ever, John Leventhal accompanying her on guitar, recorded at home for this Live with Carnegie Hall program that took the place of the pandemic-postponed concert called Protest and Memory. And we're hearing just some excerpts from it on Soundcheck this time around, including excerpts from my conversation with Roseanne, which, as you might expect, began with a conversation about the idea of protest music.
Protest songs are part of our tradition, you know. I mean, back to Woody Guthrie and before that, protest songs are a part of folk music and American music, and we can always use them as touchstones for whatever time we're in, you know, whatever societal catastrophes and ills need to be addressed. There is music for that. You know, we survive through our stories and we connect to the past and to our children through our stories. And, you know, much of American roots music is founded in kind of an oral history of these stories about transferring them from the British Isles and Celtic songs and how they went through Appalachia. There was no recording. These people learned songs from their parents and grandparents and they've been passed down to us. And in those songs are the stories of their lives, of their immigration, of their loss, of their homes and who they loved and who they lost and what they lost. And those stories are so rich to me, and they're essential to who we are as Americans, you know. And bringing these artists, these American roots artists, to Carnegie Hall with those stories and to tap into our collective unconscious of the songs and the music, that means everything to me. And the music I do and so many of the people in my world do wouldn't exist without Black musicians. They're the forebears, and to not acknowledge that and in this show along with the protest, that just, it makes sense to me that both have to be done.
And that brings us to the next performer in this Live with Carnegie Hall program, namely the singer and songwriter Liz Wright.
I look to people like her for inspiration, those people who just exude beauty and love and tolerance. So here is Liz Wright's Blessed Be Brave.
Always open when you come. Hearts may break, I know, 'cause I have one. But let my kindness be like blindness, counting days as you go away. Honey, blessed the strong. counting days, oh darling, it cuts both ways. Sweet tears may fall, I know, while you fade. But let your kindness be like blindness, counting days, living in this grace. And honey, blessed the weak. The river run deep. And honey, no love is still there. Let your
song is Blessed the Brave. The singer is Liz Wright, part of this Live with Carnegie Hall program curated by Roseanne Cash. And Roseanne, the theme of protest and memory, those are linked themes, aren't they? Because protest can't just occur in a vacuum. It has to grow out of something, out of an awareness of what's come before.
Yeah, you're right. Evolution builds on itself, and the evolution of consciousness and what we're willing to tolerate in a society, what needs to change, what people are resisting, what they're embracing, all of that goes back to, you know, Woody Guthrie and before. The history of protest songs, it's part of our collective unconscious. It's part of the American songbook. This is why it floors me when people who disagree with me politically, and I see it happen to every other artist I know, they say some version of just shut up and sing. First, that's anatomically impossible. And second, you know, should you send that memo to Mavis Staples and Woody Guthrie and my dad and Tom Morello and, you know, Bruce Springsteen? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. All music is in some way political, because the best it can do is change you.
So what about the idea of a kind of memory for the future, a longing for, you know, a future where Martin Luther King's famous saying comes true, that the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
Right. Well, first, John, I'm going to steal that line you just kind of threw off about memory of the future. That's really good.
Just spitballing here, you know.
Spitballing. I mean, and when I think about what that really means, I think about what we envision for our children, right? What if we were time travelers, what we would say we did right to lead to a better future. And honestly, as disturbing and difficult as the time we're in right now, I keep thinking of that model in physics where things fall apart so they can be rebuilt at a better level. And I keep thinking of that metaphor. It's what allows me to sleep at night, that we are moving to something better, and it's painful to get there.
Now, we wanted to offer some of our viewers a chance to ask a few questions. And we have people who've been tuning in from all over the world, from Mexico and Germany, from the Pacific Northwest, Washington State, to the Southeast, Florida. And so we've got a couple of questions. Laurie on Facebook wants to know what American myth has best been shattered or revealed by a particular protest song. Can you think of an example of a protest song that has actually kind of shown us a path and a way to get there?
Wow, that's a great question. I would want to do my research before I gave a definitive answer. But the first thing that came to mind is this line in Woody Guthrie's song, Pretty Boy Floyd, where he said, "Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen." Mm. I think that that opened a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah. I'm hearing and noticing a lot of people either referencing or outright singing Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, you know, which is a 1970 song that 50 years later is both relevant and resonant even today. So, you know, there are tunes that, yeah, you know, that survive their moment. I mean, if you think of a song like Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth,
right,
you know.
Or Who'll Stop the Rain, or Mississippi Goddamn, or Strange Fruit. There are many, many songs that are touchstones right now.
Yeah. The next one is Elvis Costello. The song's called Big Stars Have Tumbled. And this, first of all, Elvis has also done a version of License to Kill. But this is a song from a musical he's been working on for a long time based on the story A Face in the Crowd, about a guy who seems like a person who speaks truth to power and is brought down by the contempt he has for the very people he purports to represent. So it's almost too easy to draw parallels with a figure right now, but
for the moment. But Elvis said this great line, you know, he and I were talking about what this song means, and it's the last show in, I mean, sorry, the last song in the show, in A Face in the Crowd, that he wrote for the play that will be staged. And he said it was the rage of a humbled monster whose corruption has been revealed. So it's apropos. And, you know, it's Elvis, and he's filmed this from British Columbia.
Big stars have tumbled, fallen from the dewful sky. Big stars have tumbled, I can't or cannot tell you why. This old yard dog is head is day, and old lonesome who just been on his way. Big stars who tumble, big stars who tumble. I don't want your money, I don't want your pity. I used to own this country, now I've no use for this city. Big stars who tumble, falling from a tearful sky. Now I'm better bruised and humbled. Once I spoke up and the whole world trembled. Big stars who tumbled, big stars who tumbled. Big stars who tumbled, big stars who tumbled. I didn't mean to disappoint you. Take my name, say my name. I could chain or I could taunt you. Take my hand, touch my face. Feel my sin, feel my grace. You could advertise for 100 men. Not one could take my place. Don't look at me that way, woman. I'm in a lonesome mood. Don't show me any mercy, just a little gratitude. pig stars is tumbling. Falling from a tearful sky. You'll be sorry when you miss me. Mrs. Judas, will you come out and kiss me goodbye? Big stars have tumbled. Big stars have tumbled. Big stars have tumbled. Big stars have tumbled. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Live with Carnegie Hall, curated by Roseanne Cash, and we've just heard a song from Elvis Costello, recorded in quarantine, called Big Stars Have Tumbled. And this idea that art can, that one of the functions of art is to raise difficult ideas and to pose difficult questions and maybe not have all the answers. That seems to be a really important part of a lot of the songs that we're hearing as part of this protest in music program.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that artists, that you want to respect the listener and their own interpretations. But, you know, one of the great functions of art, and which makes it kind of a service industry, is to reflect back to people their own level of evolution. I hate to use that word again, or their own feeling. I mean, at bottom, their own feelings. And it's not like in live performance, people don't come to see my feelings. They come to feel their own feelings, you know?
Well, and you and John Paul White have done a song and a video that kind of speaks directly to this moment as well. Tell us a little bit about We're All in This Together Now.
It has a title that's become kind of a cliche, so I cringe a little bit when I hear the title, but the sentiment is real and true. John Paul and I wrote this song before the pandemic started, and it was just sitting there on a shelf. We didn't know what to do with it. Then this catastrophe began, and we said, this is the right time to record it together. So we recorded it remotely, and then his team put together this beautiful video. It honors the healthcare workers. This is, we're all in this together now. And before we go to that, I want to thank you, John, so much for having this conversation with me and leading me through this.
It's been great fun.
Yeah.
And you've done a terrific job putting this together.
Thank you. And thanks, Carnegie Hall.
All right, let's hear Roseanne Cash and John Paul White with We're All in This Together Now.
Some rest easy on the mountain, some sweat behind the plow, but make no mistake, for heaven's sake, we're all in this together now. Night will fall,
and my thanks to the staff at Carnegie Hall who made it possible for us to podcast some of my conversation with Roseanne Cash and some of the music that she curated for this Carnegie Hall event called Songs of Protest and Memory. We recorded this just over a year ago in the summer of 2020. And if you'd like to hear the full thing, the whole show is on YouTube. You can also check out our YouTube channel to see lots of videos from our in-studio and remote editions of Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Find the rest of our Soundcheck performances and interviews online at newsounds.org.
And I never thought you'd call.
So hold tight the sword, hold fast the sail, 'cause we might be taken down. It's a lonely world,
but it's our only.